there might never be a, quote, silver bullet, end quote, answer to the new coronavirus, despite the rush to discover effective vaccines. More than 18 million people worldwide have been infected with the coronavirus, nearly 4.7 million of them in the hard-hit United States, and almost 2.8 million in Brazil. 690,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, nearly 155,000 in the United States and more than 94,000 in Brazil. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro's chief of staff, Army General Walter Souza Braga Neto, has tested positive for COVID-19, his office said Monday. He becomes the seventh Brazilian minister to contract the disease. The office said in a statement, Braga Neto is doing well and has no symptoms. He will remain in isolation and continue working remotely until he has another examination and medical evaluation. The BBC reports it has received leaked documents from an anonymous source indicating Iran is not being honest about its COVID-19 data. The British news outlet says COVID-19 deaths in the Middle Eastern country are nearly three times what Iran claims, 42,000 deaths by July 20th, but the health ministry reported 14,405. Similarly, it reports the infection rate was twice as large. Spain aims to roll out a COVID-19 contact tracing app in September after saying Monday a pilot shows it could detect almost twice as many potential infections as human trackers during a simulated outbreak. In the absence of a vaccine or a cure, states are deploying Bluetooth wireless technology to log contacts and alert people when someone they've been near tests positive. This is VOA News. The White House and top congressional Democrats are scheduled to resume discussions this hour about a new coronavirus relief package for 30 million Americans.